This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, the Tuesday edition of the show. We kick off hour number one. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. On the way tonight, we've got lots to talk about. I think I'm going to go email only tonight, Manwich.
Okay.
Not because I'm lazy and I didn't do my show prep.
I've got plenty of show prep, but I've got a lot of emails, too.
But we changed our email system out over the weekend, and I'm backed up, and so I just got to process through some of this. And there's so much good email, I figure, gosh, let's get to some of it. So on the way from the email box, we'll go with, we've got questions from listeners, we've got comments from listeners, and we've got some great articles that they, I mean, some of the best prep that we do on this show comes from you guys. Who emailing us at ftl@freetalklive.com. So, prep-wise, on the way tonight, the United Kingdom. There's a new crime in the United Kingdom. In fact, it's a crime that's not really even a crime, but it is.
Okay.
If you're confused, we'll explain. Also coming up, an elderly woman has been ticketed in Los Angeles for walking across the street too slowly. All of that and more, but we're going to the phones to start things out because this is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Brett in Iowa. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Brett, what's up?
Well, I was just kind of thinking about gas prices, and I saw on NBC Nightly News earlier that they were just listing off some of the factors that, you know, could be contributing to high gas prices.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that stuck out with me was that, you know, all these wildlife foundations preventing drilling up in Alaska, things
right.
like that for oil. And, you know, since it's, you know, they lobby Congress and so they have all these laws protecting that.
Right.
I think that's so stupid. Why, you know, who cares about... You know, if you own the property, why can't you let somebody drill on your property if you own that in Alaska?
Well, they don't own that property in Alaska. The property is it's the
federal government,
right? The National Wildlife Refuge, and that's the problem is that we all own it collectively,
right.
And the government administrates it,
so everyone has a claim on it.
Whereas if somebody owned their land and they didn't want somebody to drill on it, fine. If somebody owns their land and they do want somebody to drill on it, fine. But we all own it and we all have a different opinion as to how to administrate it, so therefore we have to compromise. And in a compromise, everybody's left unhappy.
Well, yeah, and although Manwich, I'm not sure if what you said is correct. If you own a piece of property in America, I don't know if you can just drill on it without going to the government and begging them for permission. And I don't know. Do they allow
I'm
you?
You can't in most cases.
Right. I was going to say. I mean, what does it take to create a new oil well in America? I don't know the answer to that question. If you do, 1-800-259-9231. I highly doubt that you can just drag some equipment in and just start going and drilling a hole in the ground. I don't think that the federal government would like that too much.
Yeah, I'm sure they wouldn't.
Probably because of those environmental activists, for whatever reason, because for some reason drilling for oil is bad for the environment. I don't understand.
Somehow.
I don't get it. Any other thoughts, Brett?
Well, I got a parking ticket yesterday. I was downtown, and the ticket says that I was parked in two spaces when I was clearly parked in one.
Ooh.
I'm kind of upset about that, other than that, not really.
I try to let the parking tickets go as the downtown refurbishment fund. I regularly go, I work downtown, and I have to park down there on a regular basis. I could choose to park at a parking lot where I wouldn't have to pay and walk farther, but instead I park on the street where I'm at the mercy of the parking Nazis. And it's
with their little chalk stick.
And it's $7.50 for the parking ticket, but if I wanted to pay for a parking space in a city lot, it would be $40 a month. So all I have to do is keep myself below more than one ticket a week, and I'm fine. And it's all worth it. So I just, bureaucrat, here's your $1.50 or whatever it is.
Yeah. What does it cost you there in Washington, or you're in Iowa, actually? What does it cost for a parking ticket?
Well, since it was just like a, you know, parked, in apparently I was parked in two spaces, but it was $15 for the fine. But then they give you this nice little, you can pay online. So I did that today, and it's kind of funny how they had it set up because what you do is you enter in your license plate number, and then it gives you a nice little list of, you know, any fines that you have to pay that are pending. And so you have little check boxes next to them, and then it has a button that says add to cart. And then, so it's like you have a little shopping cart of your parking ticket. So kind of funny.
Isn't that cute? Well, at least they let you pay it right away. I mean, when I got my speeding ticket down here, it took them 2 weeks to allow me to pay it over the phone. It takes them forever to get things through the system down here. It's insane.
Yep.
Brett, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Triddle in Washington on the Amplifier Only line. Hello, Triddle.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I have a suggestion for you, Ian.
Okay.
And I see your free
I've
market...
got a suggestion for you, too, Ian.
Oh, no. I think mine's better than Manwich's. I see your free marketeer idea as a really interesting political experiment.
Hmm.
And I'd like to see you actually pull it off, and I might choose to live in such a place where it would be possible.
Okay.
So my suggestion is the Free County Project.
Ah.
Inside the free state, you get a bunch of people to move into a county, and you turn it into the free marketeer paradise.
It's a good idea. Actually, there was the Free Town Project for a little while within the Free State Project. It didn't work out too well. What happened was they had selected a town in New Hampshire, and some of the opposition forces got wind of it and started passing out flyers, basically bad-mouthing the libertarians, saying that if you let these people come into this town, there's going to be prostitutes everywhere and heroin vending machines on the streets, all the old scare tactics. They pulled them all out, and there was a large conference that they had about this thing, and the Freetown Project pretty much dissolved as a result of that. But one of the reasons why it dissolved was because some of the people that were in charge of it the guys that were leading it were just kind of portraying libertarianism as only to the extremes. They were only talking about, you know, coming out and talking about how, oh, great, we're going to have liberty, which means we can have dogfighting, and we can have, you know, they were almost sort of working on the inside to sort of make us look bad in a way.
Obviously, they have power that they want to keep secured.
Well, what I would suggest is persistence, if you really would like to make it happen, and wait until the Free State Project has taken place, and then you won't have to deal with authoritarians. And I can't believe anyone who's not going to consider themselves an authoritarian would tell you that you couldn't do such an idea.
Oh, well, I don't know the whole story behind the Freetown Project, but I think the Free County Project's a neat idea. I don't know if it'll... I don't know if it'll form officially, but I think that over time, I mean, we're going to probably end up in Keene, New Hampshire. And the fact that Free Talk Live is there and that we're the number one recruiter for the Free State Project, I think probably is just naturally going to bring more people to that particular area. So I think you're going to see just a natural coalescing of freedom lovers in one area. I mean, all of this, in my opinion, all of the superstar activists are there. I mean, I realize there are activists all throughout the state of New Hampshire, but I get the feeling that the real action is going to be in Keene. And if it's not now, it will be. So it's just a matter of time. But hey, man, if you want to start up the project on your own, I think I'd probably get behind it. I think it's a good
idea. I don't consider myself a free marketeer, but I would like to see someone attempt it, that's for sure.
Very good. Triddle, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I'd like to see it in an experiment and run in a county where I didn't live.
You scared?
No desire to live in the town where there are no laws and no police and no
now
whatever.
Now, wait a minute, Manwich. You know as well as I do that these things cannot happen on an overnight basis. I mean, if we're talking about returning one county in America to a free market situation where government is not over everybody's heads and not super regulating things, you know very well that it's going to take time. I mean, we can't just waltz right in there and take control of a county. You have to win the hearts and minds of the people that are already there. So that's kind of the plan behind the Free State Project, period, on the entire state of New Hampshire. I mean, the reason why it was chosen was because it's sort of a liberty-minded state, and the fact that we're going to go there and people that think the way that we do, we're going to influence politics and drive it in a more pro-liberty direction as opposed to a more pro-socialism direction. So the free market's just the end game. That's just the goal. That's where we want to go to. It's going to take some time and some serious effort.
I just want fewer laws and lower taxes.
That's what we're going to do. 1-800-259-9231. If it gets too free market for you, then you can leave. This is your show.
It is Free County. How's that?
You bring up anything. Elderly woman ticketed for walking across the street too slowly. We'll share it with you coming up.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, Tuesday edition, you bring up anything. That's how it is all six nights a week here on Free Talk Live. Anything goes. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we invite you to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. There's the broadband version of the show as well as a dial-up version, and both of them totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. We at Free Talk Live think now is the time to make a stand for liberty in the Free State. If you agree, sign the First 1,000 Pledge today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we were just talking about the Free State a moment ago, and we're both members. We're going to move to New Hampshire in order to secure more liberty in our lifetimes. Does that mean we'll jump right into the free market? Probably not. You know, these things take time. We have to educate people that, and hope to convince them that that's indeed what they want, to convince them that voluntary options are the way to go, as opposed to a coercive government. And I think that if we start putting it in those terms, instead of just simply opposing things that other people want, instead of saying, well, we're against the environment. We're not against the environment. We like the environment.
Absolutely.
We like clean water. We like clean air. We just think that you can get it by restoring property rights.
I think that that's the only way you can get it, as a matter of fact,
yeah.
Because the biggest polluter in America is...
The government.
They're responsible for it all because they rent out land to mining companies and they're renters at that point. They're not owners. Yep. They're not going to take care of land. They don't have an investment. They don't have to reasonably expect to get a return on investment. They just treat it like rental property. And if you've ever seen a rental when people move out of, it's in either a lesser or greater state of disrepair.
Exactly.
Lesser or greater.
They have no interest in fixing it up for you. They don't have any financial interest. So I think if we start couching what it is that we're doing, the ideas that we have in terms of, well, we're the ones with the voluntary solutions, and you guys, you Republicans and Democrats, are the ones with the coercive, forcible solutions. I mean, we're the ones with the humane option. You guys are the ones with the inhumane option. And I think that over time, people will start to come around to that message because it's so simple. Our message isn't complex. It's not hard to understand. The pro-freedom, pro-liberty, libertarian ideal and message is straightforward, and that's why I figured it out. I'm not brilliant, you know. I figured it out at 18. It didn't take me long, and it didn't take me long to learn how to apply the principle even to issues that I didn't agree with. And when I say the principle, I'm talking about the principle of not initiating force to get your way. And if you want people to do something, if you think that you know how people should behave, then try to convince them on a persuasion basis to get them to behave that way. This applies to all sorts of things. It applies to your religion. And we had a guy on the air with us last night that was advocating, we had to ask him probably at least 6 times the same question. He was advocating forcing people to read the Bible in public school.
I'm not exactly sure that that's what he was advocating, but okay. It was close to that.
We say if you want people to read the Bible, convince them to read the Bible. Because forcing them to read the Bible is certainly not going to get you the results that you're looking for in the long run.
They're not
going
to do what you want them to do anyway. And it's only going to pervert your religion.
That's right. If you want people...
Not to say that I don't believe that Christianity is well and truly perverted from its original roots, but it's only going to pervert it from what it is today, what he believes in right now.
If you want people to stop aborting their babies, convince them on a voluntary, persuasive basis that your way is the way to go. Instead of passing laws and expecting the magical law books to put a stop to the behavior you don't like. I mean, it hasn't put a stop to prostitution, and a lot of people don't like that. It hasn't put a stop to drug use, and it never will. It doesn't matter how many laws you pass. It doesn't matter how tough talking the senators are.
It doesn't matter how many times you make a kid read the Bible. It's not going to keep him from using drugs either.
Exactly. So, voluntary solutions are the way to go. Los Angeles, an 82-year-old woman has received a $114 ticket for taking too long to cross the street in San Fernando Valley.
That's great.
That's right. Mavis Coyle said she began shuffling with her cane when the light was green, but was unable to make it to the other side before it turned red. It turned red before I could get over. There he was, waiting, the motorcycle cop. He said, "You're obstructing the flow of traffic."
It's because I'm an old lady walking across the street. Of course I am.
Coyle is only one of several seniors at Monte Vista Mobile Estates that are upset over signals they think are too short to cross 5 lanes of traffic.
Wow.
When you're 82 years old.
Wow.
At least one of the seniors reportedly calls a cab just to get across the street.
Wow.
Coyle told the paper she's been fighting her ticket. She doesn't have a vehicle or a telephone and said she was carrying her groceries home when she got the ticket. So not only was she 82 years old, but she was 82 and encumbered by groceries.
And can't afford a car.
Right. I think it's completely outrageous. I can't walk without a stick and I lose my balance. He treated me like a 6-year-old. Like I don't know what I'm doing. I'm in shock that somebody's going to stop me on a green light while crossing the street. Well... Hey, Miss Mavis, guess what? The cops think you're a 6-year-old. Apparently, these government agencies just think we're all a bunch of children. It doesn't matter how old you appear to be. It doesn't matter if the skin's falling off your bones. They think that you don't know how to handle yourself. Clearly, you can't get across the street in the right amount of time, so you deserve to be fined. Maybe you'll hurry it up a little bit, and maybe you'll trip and fall next time and trip over your groceries, and then they can fine you a little bit extra for making the cars have to wait an extra 2 minutes while you get up.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if they get a ticket if, you know, she broke her leg walking across the street if the ambulance came and that obstructed traffic. They have to give her a ticket for that, too.
Would they ticket the ambulance drivers? I wonder about that. Los Angeles.
Just ridiculous.
A police sergeant from the LAPD says police are cracking down on people who improperly cross streets because pedestrian accidents are above normal. Hey, does that mean they did that for her safety? They gave her a fine for her safety.
Of course. Of course, that's how they do it.
He said he couldn't comment.
For her own good.
He said he couldn't comment on Coyle's ticket other than to say that it's her word against that of the citing officer, identified only as Officer Kelly. I'd rather not have angry pedestrians, but I'd rather have them be alive.
You know, that's what they always say. Well, I'm going to err on the side of safety here. Giving somebody a ticket does not make them safer. I'm sorry. I know that somehow or another this negative reinforcement punishment thing looks to their minds like they're keeping people safe.
Well, we've run the statistics, man, clearly, over the last year, we've given out twice as many tickets, and the number of accidents has gone down. You're making that up, but that's how they do it.
That's exactly how
they come
do
up
it.
With some bunk statistic.
Even if it's true, the ladies need to get across the street. The thing's not long enough. And it's just a matter of the timing on their freaking lights.
Yeah.
They're their lights. And they gave her a ticket for not being able to get across the street with a cane in one hand and grocery bags in the other. And she's 82.
Look, this is about saving lives.
Supposedly they're there to protect us and serve us. Are they not serving and protecting the 82-year-olds when they don't give them enough time to get across the street?
No, this is the great myth of police officers, that they are here to protect and serve, when in fact, the only thing they're protecting and serving, as I've said so many times, is the state.
They're protecting their power.
They're protecting the bureaucrats. They're protecting the politicians. One other lady, Edith Krause, 78 years old, uses an electric cart. Guess how far she can get before the light changes?
Oh, my God. She's on an electric cart and she can't get all the way
halfway.
Whoa.
Halfway across
That's
the street.
Crazy.
$111 ticket. 1-800-259-9231. Are you feeling protected yet? Boy, this is wonderful. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. You bring up anything. Ladies come first. That's why we're going to Linda coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
This is Joyce Riley, and most of you know I've searched for over 5 years to find something to help the vets. Well, I've found something that will help everybody. Miracle-Tooth soap, neutralizer, gel, and skin moisturizer have prompted testimonies from people all over the country. Around the house, it's gentle enough to wash your hair, strong enough for your toughest jobs. In the garden, it controls pests and can increase your yield 200%. We've all heard news stories about products that cause cancer, birth defects, or other health problems. Well, many people who have used Miracle 2 products have stated that they have literally washed their problems away. The folks from Miracle 2 don't have to make these claims. Their customers do it for them. Try Miracle 2, and you just might find yourself working miracles in your home. Call the Power Hour order line, 877-485-3838. Place your order today and start having miracles in your life. Call 877-485-3838. Miracle 2 isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You bring up absolutely anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. The listener map is there. Over 1,100 of our listeners are on it. It's international. You can scroll around the entire world and zoom in and out and see where people are at listening to Free Talk Live. You can add yourself to it. Very simple and free. Map.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Linda in Minnesota. Linda, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hi there.
Hey, Linda.
I just wanted to call to say, I called before you talked about Mavis, but my sympathy is for her, and what happened to her is part of the reason I can see something like a free state or like New Hampshire mm-hmm. not having any laws. Although I wouldn't say not having any laws, but going back to the way that it was intended to be, which is that there is no crime unless there is a victim.
Yes. Bravo to that.
In other words, if there is no victim, there is no crime.
That's right.
And as radical as it sounds, I'm against stoplights or picking up drunk drivers or anything else unless they have hurt somebody or hurt somebody's property. If there's a victim, there's a crime, and if there's not a victim, there's not a crime.
So sensible.
How many laws do we have in this country now?
Too many.
How stupid are most of them?
Yeah, and here's another question for you. A great question so far, but here's another question. How could you possibly be expected to know even a fraction of the laws that we have in this country?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are some that are on books that are absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah, most of them.
Here in Minnesota, as far as Indians, what they can do and can't do, and they've never been taken off the books.
Unbelievable.
And that's just another example of how big government is not set up the way our country was intended to be. The government is not supposed to own land. And look at how much land the federal government owns.
Yep.
They have all the best land in all of the states.
Out west, they got most of the land.
Yeah, it's amazing. As the country grew, the government would get more and more land. They own most of Alaska.
Yes, they do. And that is not how our Constitution was intended.
No,
Linda, it sounds like you get it. Now, what are you doing still in Minnesota? When are you coming to the Free State?
Actually, I'm on the way moving. I have 9 children, and
really?
They finally are gone. And one of my daughters is moving into my 7-bedroom house, and I'm going where it's warmer and where I can have a greenhouse.
Wait a minute.
That's all I care about.
It's warmer in New Hampshire than it is in Minnesota?
She's not going to New Hampshire.
Well, I don't know. I really haven't been to New Hampshire.
I just like
the philosophy or the principles that they're talking about.
Very good.
Some of them. I don't know all of them. So yeah.
Well, the principle's simple. I mean, we believe that, you know, you shouldn't use force to achieve a political or a social goal. We think that everything should be done on a voluntary basis. And if you hurt somebody else, then you should get in trouble. It's like just how you believe. Thanks for the call, Linda. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Okay, I appreciate your program.
Good night,
thanks.
Linda. 1-800-259-9231. What a sweetheart, huh?
Yeah.
You know what? I should have asked her for her shrine picture.
Yeah, we should have.
Well, Linda, if you're still listening, email us your validated picture to the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. You should go take a look at it first so you know what it's all about. We'll tell you more about that coming up. Let's go to Kevin in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Oh, hey, what's up, guys? I'm
Kevin?
15. I'm a listener in, like, Georgia, you know?
You said you're 15?
Yeah, 15.
Oh, congratulations. What's up?
Yeah, I was just going to say I really think y'all are doing an awesome thing with the whole libertarian thing and doing a show. Like,
well, somebody had to do it.
Yeah, totally. And like, there's just so many people who are just so freaking blind to everything, and it's insane.
They've been programmed that way. They've been taught since they got into the government school system that government is the answer, that all the wonderful things in history have been a result of government, and thank goodness for government. We were talking about the working conditions last night, Upton Sinclair's The Jungle. I mean, there's been so much propaganda out there, pro-government propaganda, that people's minds are just, frankly, warped.
Absolutely. Have you ever heard of, like, Sean Hannity?
Have we heard of him? Yeah, he's the number two talk show in America.
I have heard of him.
I didn't know. I just hear him down here every once in a while. Anyway, I mean, like, because after I listen to your show, I just listen to him every once in a while. It just makes me cringe, man. It's insane.
It's like, terrible program. I mean,
he would call himself a supporter of small government.
He would he?
Yeah. But,
of course, he's not paying attention.
As far as he's concerned, George Bush can't do anything wrong.
Right.
And George Bush has grown the government larger than any other president before him.
Yeah.
Well, very good, sir. Any other thoughts on your mind, Kevin?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, man. We're glad you're out there. 800-259-9231. It's so exciting to have people from as young as, you know, their early teens, essentially, mm-hmm. all the way up. And we've had calls as old as their 70s, their late 70s on this show. And it's just proof that the message of liberty resonates regardless of what your demographic is. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're male or female or old or young, liberty can benefit you.
Freedom is a concept that everyone can see.
Absolutely. And if you don't get it yet, keep listening. You'll figure it out. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Well, in Britain, things are not so free. In fact, they're probably losing their freedoms at a bit of a faster clip than we are over here. It's like almost as though there's a competition between the United States government and the British government to see who can destroy freedom fastest.
It's a game no one wins, I can tell you that.
Well, according to the Daily Mail over in Great Britain, burglars will now be allowed to escape without punishment under new instructions sent to all police forces. Police have been told that they can let them off with the threat of a court appearance and instead allow them to go with a caution. The same leniency will be shown to criminals responsible for more than 60 other different offenses, ranging from arson through vandalism to sex with underage girls. New rules sent to police chiefs by the Home Office set out how seriously various crimes should be regarded, and when offenders who admit to them should be sent home with a caution. Now, a caution counts as a criminal record, but the offender does not face a court appearance, which would likely end in a fine, a community punishment, or a jail. So, do you see where this is going, Manwich? Essentially, what's happening here is in Britain...
Everybody gets a record?
In Britain, if you're caught or something for an offense that you've been alleged to have committed, the police can, depending on their sentencing guidelines that they've been given by the Home Office, can judge by the guidelines and say, okay, Manwich, we caught you in the act, you're a thief, and we're just going to give you a warning this time, or as a caution, as they call it, and they're going to let you go. And so they're going to put that on your record without you even going to court, without you going through any sort of due process.
So you sort of admit to it. You don't get any punishment in any way. It just, well, here you are, now you're a whatever it is that they said you are.
Exactly.
You're a jaywalker, you're a burglar, right. You're a underage molester.
So some serious offenses, including burglary, threatening to kill, actual bodily harm, and possession of Class A drugs, may now be dealt with by a caution, if police decide that would be the best approach. And a string of crimes, including common assault, threatening behavior, sex with an underage girl or boy, and taking a car without its owner's consent, should normally be dealt with a caution. The Home Office instruction applies to offenders who have admitted their guilt, but who have no criminal record. So if you have a criminal record, then maybe you can't get a caution. So if you're a first-time offender, you get off with a caution, which, in effect, gives you a record.
Well, the thing is that whenever the cop says you've done such and such, it's a lot easier to go home, take your caution and your criminal record, and not have to deal with any punishments, because the punishments are the worst part.
Right.
That's the part that nobody wants to have, is the going to jail or whatever, whereas if I fight it, I could very well go to jail.
But do you want to have a record? And what if you weren't really guilty? I'm going to explore this idea. What if you got caught for doing something you didn't do, but decided you wanted to accept the caution so you didn't have to go to jail? More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks. This is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try Tri-Vibes from Tri-Vortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at Trivortix.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my Trivides bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. Trivortix also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. Trivortix is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try Trivortix yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on Trivortix.com. That's Trivortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there. Over 100,000 posts for you to surf around through. And over 1,200 people interacting. It's a lot of fun. There's serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all there for free. bbs.freetalklive.com takes you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And so we're talking about a new little, well, I don't know how new this is, but it seems like this, from what I'm reading in this article here from the Daily Mail in Great Britain, it sounds like cautions have been around for a little while, but now they're being encouraged to use them more. Essentially, what a caution is if you get caught for a crime in Great Britain and you admit to it. So you just walked out of a store, you shoplifted something, and the cops catch you, and you say, "Yeah, okay, I did it.
Sorry."
Yeah. Then the cops get to decide, based on a series of factors, whether or not to actually...
Suddenly I feel remorse now that I've been caught.
Right. Whether or not to actually charge you with a crime and put you through the system, or to let you off and give you what they call a caution, which means the crime goes on your record and you are, you know, it appears on your record that you pled guilty to the cop, essentially. I mean, the cop is like Judge Dredd almost. I mean, he becomes your judge right there on the spot. So they claim that you pled guilty to the cop. It goes on your record as a caution. So there's more detail here, though. The instruction to abandon court prosecution in more cases, even for people who admit to having carried out serious crimes, comes in the wake of repeated attempts by ministers and senior judges to persuade courts to send fewer criminals to jail. Why? Well, because there's a crisis of overcrowding in the United Kingdom prisons. I wonder. I'm just guessing on this. Some of our UK listeners can clue us in here. But here in America, a good chunk of our prison population are drug offenders. A good, like, 60% of federal prison population and I don't know what it is on a state level. It's high. I mean,
a good number.
There's a lot. I mean, probably hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in prison based on drug offenses in America.
Right.
I'm just guessing here that there's a similar situation in Great Britain. What do you think?
I don't think so. I don't think they enforce as heavily as we do.
Well, maybe some of our British listeners can help us out on that. But anyway, their prisons are overcrowded, so now judges are simply saying, look, we just don't have room. Give out more cautions, is essentially what they're telling the cops to do.
Right.
It emerged last month that some violent or sex offenders given mandatory sentences under a two-strike rule have actually been freed as little as freed in as little as 15 months. Violent offenders. The latest move provoked condemnation yesterday from Tories. One of the opposition people says, yet again, the government's covertly undermining the penal system and throwing away the trust of ordinary citizens. Their criminals will be punished and punished properly. In this case, there's no punishment. There's just simply this caution, which can be a punishment if you aren't really guilty. Think about this. You're a good law-abiding citizen in Great Britain, and you're in the shopping mall, and a cop comes up to you and says, excuse me, don't move. What did I do? What did I do? Well, we just had a shoplifter a few stores down, and you fit the description. Well, it wasn't me. I just came from the other direction. Well, I'm sorry, you fit the description, and we have videotape. The person has the same hairstyle as you. You did this, didn't you? If you don't admit to it, we're going to press charges.
I'm arresting you and taking you in for this.
That's right. And then, of course, what happens? You get arrested. You go through, I don't know how long they keep you in prison in Great Britain. I don't know if there's a right to a speedy trial. I don't know how long it would take for you to actually go to a trial if you did indeed want to go to a trial and not plead guilty and accept the punishment.
Well, I can only imagine it's as bad as it would be in the United States.
If not,
it would be awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. A terrible experience.
Right. So you know that your life's going to be ruined. It could be ruined if you go with the cop and get arrested. There's a chance you could win. You know, there's a chance that you could pull it off after spending enough money and enough time and effort in the courtroom.
There's going to be a lot of money involved in defending yourself in something like this.
But listen here, son. You can go home tonight. If you just admit to me that you did the crime, I'll give you a caution. I'll let you go.
Yeah.
It's going to be a tempting proposition for somebody.
It's nice for him, too. He gets the conviction.
Yeah, and the cop doesn't really have to do that much more paperwork,
yeah.
Right? You don't actually have to slap any cuffs on anybody. You don't have to take them down to the station house. You just write up the caution form, submit it in, and that's it. You've done your job.
Right.
You've protected society. But then the innocent guy gets to go home at night, which is nice. Gets to go home and see his family or his girlfriend. But then maybe the next time he's accused of doing something, if it happens again.
Right.
Then the cops will check his record and say, oh, I see you're a shoplifter, huh?
Yep.
Well, we're going to throw the book at you this time. So, not good.
Well, or, quite possibly, see, he goes up for a job as a bank teller. And the bank says, oh, okay, we'll just have to run your permanent record here or whatever. And they find out, oh, my God, you've been picked up for shoplifting. He's like, I forgot all about that. I never had to deal with it or anything. You know, all I had to do is say to the cop, yeah.
Yeah,
and then I could go home. He told me that all I had to do was say okay and sign this piece of paper. Then I got to go home, and I just wanted to go home.
Oops.
I didn't steal anything.
Well, it says here you did. It says here you're guilty.
You know, this happened to me one time.
Really?
I was probably 14 years old, maybe 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And now, what age are young males most likely to steal? Yeah. And I was in a grocery store next to where I worked at the time, and I had gone in to get something and then decided, for some reason, I came back out. Maybe I didn't have my wallet. I don't know what it was. It was 20 years ago. I couldn't tell you for sure. I turned around and came back out, so I didn't go through the checkout line. I just walked out the end door.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back to where I had been waiting previously for my boss to get there. And one of the bagger boys comes out and says, hey, what are you doing? Well, as I was walking out, I was unwrapping some gum.
Right.
So he accused me of stealing. And I'm like, no, this is bubble gum. I've got you know, several pieces taken out. And
right.
I could prove it to him quickly that I didn't. But he thought that he was following me out and had thought that I had stolen from him. Now, if he'd have been a cop, who knows?
Not good. Bad situation there in Great Britain. They're bypassing the judicial process, and they're essentially deeming you guilty on the spot, giving you a permanent record. What do you think? 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
If you had to flee your home in 3 minutes, what would you bring? Wouldn't it be nice if you had all of your important items in one place and ready to grab just in case you had to leave quickly in an emergency? Guardian Angel Preparedness specializes in survival products and 72-hour survival kits. Our kits contain only the finest quality survival supplies, hand-selected to be of real value in an emergency. We have kits for one, two, four people or more. We also carry emergency lighting, tools, and even survival supplies for your dog, like saddlebags and collapsible food and water bowls. Contact us toll-free at 877-442-7548. That's 877-442-7548. Or visit www.gapkits.com. That's www.gapkits.com. Remember, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, shop with us. We've got a partnership with Amazon. It is the world's largest internet retailer. If you can think of a department store category, these guys have it, and they sell more than you'll ever find in a department store. And it's cool, too, because, I mean, if you've never been to Amazon, I don't know, you've been living in a cave. But one of my favorite things is the product reviews. I love being able to go and look at a product and read what other people who have purchased it think about it.
But if you have any doubts about purchasing a product on the internet, it always helps to have the reviews like that.
Absolutely.
I like that a lot.
And so go. To, what you want to do is you want to go through our site. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Then anything that you buy, whether it be a DVD or whether it be baby clothes or furniture, we'll get a percentage of it because we're sending them the business, essentially. So amazon.freetalklive.com. You call in about anything, take control of the airwaves like Niall in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich.
Hello, infidels.
Hey, Niall, what's on your mind?
What does that mean?
I thought you might like that one, man. Which
it's kind of clever.
Last night, somebody brought up the Icelandic Commonwealth before the 14th century, when the Norwegian king took hold, and saying that was it wasn't real anarchy, and it wasn't a good example of libertarian principles. I had to take issue with that.
That was Bill Westmiller of the Republican Liberty Caucus mm-hmm. that made that claim.
That's right. Okay, Billy, I'm calling you out on the carpet now. I happen to be a Scandinavianist. I've spent probably about the last 6 years studying Scandinavian, so I have to tell you that as far as private solutions for courts and justice, it is par excellence the best the best example of such. Let me give you an example. If Viking Manwich stole Viking Ian's sheep for whatever devious purposes he may have for it.
And, he's lonely. Go ahead.
Up on these fjords, you know?
Well, and Viking Ian doesn't want to necessarily go and kill Viking Manwich. He can take it to what they called the Alting, which was their representative body. They were elected. The only people who couldn't vote for their representatives or run as representatives were their slaves. They were a few slaves. And basically what happened was it's a completely voluntary system. Once they figure out that Viking Manwich has stolen Viking Ian's sheep and used it a little bit or whatever, for wool, of course.
Right, right.
They would pass a judgment. Say, well, you need to pay back the sheep, you need him back to the sheep, or whatnot. Now, here's the kicker. Here's the kicker.
Okay.
It's set up to make sure that it's fair, kind of like a DRO would. Mm-hmm. But it does not at all enforce its decision. There's no mechanism for that. It would then become Viking Ian's responsibility to go get that sheep back. And if Viking Manwich refuses to go along with this, take him back to court, declare him an outlaw. Now, basically, once again, all this means is that he's just been ostracized from society, and the laws of protection do not apply to him for a generally a period of time.
So it's open season on Manwich, then?
So what's that?
It's open season, then, on Manwich at that point? Somebody can go and take him out?
Manwich is going to leave for 5 years or whatever the sentence is and then come back. It's going to
cost
money. It's going to be a big pain in the butt. But if he doesn't leave and you can kill him, Ian would be the one responsible to kill him.
Well, and I would think I'd be exonerated since he was ruled an outlaw. Thanks for the call, Niall. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Hour 2 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.